91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're finishing up this teaching this week that the fruit is Christ and enabled to bring forth productivity to produce in the earth. We must know that we have the favor of the Lord. We must know that the Lord is with us, and we must know that we are blessed by God in order to bring it forth.
Yes. So we bless based upon a purpose. So we are purpose to do something significant. We are purpose to do something significant in 2026. We have purpose to do it. We have purpose. And so we are blessed to do it because we have the purpose of God. It's not by might, not by power, but by Spirit, Lord. And that was what the angel final thought, explanation to Mary, that it wasn't going to be by your might. It wasn't going to be by any power of yours, but it's going to be by the Spirit. Hallelujah. In 2026, if we could allow the Holy Spirit to do it through us, Holy Spirit, our prayer should be right now, Holy Spirit, do it through me. Lord, if you can use anything, use me. Lord, if you can use anything, I offer myself up as a service. Use me. Use me, Lord, in 2026. May that be our prayer. May that be the theme of our heart. Lord, I need to fulfill your divine purpose for my life. Some of us, time is running out. And we have to give God thanks and praise that we are here. Not for you. I'm not here for me. I'm here on divine assignment, on purpose. And I want to carry out the purposes of God this year with all my heart, with all my strength, with all my might to do what God wants me to do. Hallelujah. Yeah.
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." So this is how people overcame the one who was trying to push them out of position, right? Yeah. The accuser of the brethren, the one who was trying to keep them from alignment. How did they overcome them? By the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So Mary was sent to Elizabeth. Elizabeth had a testimony.
Yes.
When Mary saw Elizabeth's testimony, it increased her confidence, her faith.
Because the
angel told her, "For with God, nothing will be impossible. Go see your relative Elizabeth. She's conceived." Now, Mary would have had no way of knowing this if she didn't go and see. They didn't have the technology and such to communicate messages like we do today. She had to go and see. So in order to see, to experience the confirming word, the testimony of Elizabeth, she had to go and she had to see. So we must be willing to move in alignment with the directions that God is giving us. Because like we were talking yesterday about having understanding. Understanding increases our confidence. So we continue to move forward. And we move forward then because we're seeing, oh, wow, this is working. You know, the word says this, I tried it, and it's working. It's increasing our confidence in the word, that the word is the final authority, that the word of God is true, and it is true on to me. Everything that the angel told to Mary, it became true unto her when she heard the word. And then she followed through with the corresponding action, and she was able then to see it come to full manifestation in the earth realm. So the angel told her, okay, I'm going to give you a confirming a word, a confirming sign. Go see Elizabeth. So what did Mary have to do? She had to go see Elizabeth. She had to make that journey. And when she saw Elizabeth, she was a key piece in the puzzle of life. You know, God, he linked them two together to build her, with her testimony, Elizabeth's testimony, to build Mary's confidence and position her for what was next.
So here are the takeaway out of this whole week of teaching that we have. Number one, make certain, sure that God is with us in 2026. Whatever we're going to do in 2026, we are to make sure that God is with us. We have to make sure that he favors us for that particular assignment. We have to also make sure that that assignment that we're doing glorify God. The purposes of God. It's for the glory of God and not for the glory of me. Do all things. Do it unto the Lord. He gets the glory out of it. So if we can consider these, what we're teaching here, and coming in, and how the divine authority on this program, which is the Holy Spirit, how he directs us and leads us to transition into 2026 with it. You know, we can't design these thoughts by ourselves. So we take no credit. It has to be the Holy Spirit. And it built up into what God would have our listeners, the listeners that are listening to this broadcast all through 2025. Here it is. You get another chance, 2026. And what God is saying to us, look, make sure in 2026, we know that he favors us. Make sure that he's with us. Not guess. I hope God is with me. No, we got to get the hope salt.
I know so.
I know so. You know, that a lot of doubt is in I hope so. Not sure. We got to stop and get sure that God is with me. There's no doubt. So I have that assurance. And I'm blessed by God to do what I'm doing. So I have the blessing of God. Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And everything that he did in Genesis 39, verse 2, God allowed it to prosper. Because God is not a failure. God cannot fail. So God can't be with you and you're failing. Then you're doing it on your own. And there's a lot of time we say, where is God? How come God never do this? How, you know, let's stop in 2026 and not put no blame on God. The responsibility is on us, brother. We never stop. Take ownership. I failed because I never stop to put God in it. I only bring God when it's his dying, you know.
when all my ways didn't work.
Right, then I bring God in, you know. But in the beginning, it wasn't God. I got to be honest here. Sometimes I'll be smart because this is a tough pill to swallow. So I have to smile with it because in the beginning, it should be God. But it wasn't. In the beginning, it was me and me and me. Okay. And somewhere in the end, it's failing. Now God. See, so don't put God in the end and then blame him. why God didn't do this, why God should have done it. If he was God, then he's always God, regardless of what I think. Okay, go ahead, Diane.
In verse 38, Luke chapter 1, verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So she identified herself now as the maid servant of the Lord. And that's not an inferior position, right? Sometimes we think, oh, maid servant, that's an inferior position. No, the maid servant. Here it's spelled M-A-I-D, maid servant, but we could also spell it M-A-D-E, that each of us are made to serve. She yes. identified herself, behold, the maid servant of the Lord. I am made to serve. So when God makes a request, the Lord makes a request of us, instead of us, you know, shying back in fear or trying to put our own spin on it, we have to respond, behold, the maid servant of the Lord. We have to believe we are made to serve, that we have each and every component to bring forth the favorite, to be the favorite in that assignment that God has given onto us. You know, we could all be God's favorite for a different use. I know my dad, one time he gave me a necklace charm that said number one daughter, and he gave my sister a necklace charm that says number one daughter. So he gave us both number one daughter because we're both the number one daughter in our own daughtership.
That's right. Dan, I told my wife, Emily, a similar story. I told Emily that I always, my mom give me something and says, okay, I'm giving this to you, but don't tell nobody. All right. So I thought, man, this is cool. Come to find out, she tells my sister the same thing. You understand? So we were our number one in our own right, in our own way. You understand? So that's what I saw. So don't tell nobody. Yeah. You should sit down. Keep it as now. She tell my sister the same thing. My sister said, Mom tell me the same thing.
As parents, you know which child to call for which particular task.
Yeah.
You know, as grandparents, you know which child to call for a particular task, even when they're little.
Yeah.
My grandkids are very young. They're 6 and 4. And I could call, if I need a specific thing, I'm going to call for one.
Yeah.
If I need something else, I'm going to call for the other. If, you know, we're all in the house together, because you know what each person is capable of, what they're going to do, how they're going to respond. So it's the same with God. He already knows our attributes. He already knows what he put in us. He knows what he's desiring to draw out, to pull out from us. So we have to be confident. We each have favor from God. The Lord is with us, and we are blessed by the best. We are blessed by the Lord. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.